We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
We have Tiffany Haddish. Welcome back,
Sister Tiffany Haddish.
Glad to be back. Good morning.
How you feeling?
I feel successful.
Okay.
I woke up today. And it was very close to not waking up.
I told Charlamagne, I said, I don't think Tiff's going to come. And he said, well, why would you say that? I said, I seen her at the VMAs. Then I know she went to the after party. And I said, Tiff was dancing. And I said, she tired. But she was here.
But she going to show up to do what she got to do.
Yeah, got to get the work done.
Mm-hmm.
You got the party and you got the work. You can do it all together. Make it all work together. And we pray. I prayed.
You pray?
I prayed before I went to bed. I didn't even make it into bed. I was praying. I was like, okay, I'm going to post this and I'm going to post that. And then I woke up on the couch and everybody in my hotel room talking about it's time to get ready.
Damn, how late did you stay out?
I think I got, our last time, I remember seeing the time, it was 4 a.m.
Damn.
So I got a few hours of sleep.
Jesus.
So, but you a woman, though, so you got to do glam, you got to do heads, or you don't really get to sleep.
Yeah, they showed up in my room by 6:30.
Damn.
Wow.
And that's why I gave security the key, because I knew I wasn't going to open the door.
But that got to be scary because she just said she never got into bed. She prayed, and the next thing you know, they was in your room.
Yeah, I was sitting on the couch.
You could have been butt ass naked praying. And it...
Well, I always like wash my face and put my little robe on. I put on a sexy robe in case a ghost decide to come into my room.
A ghost?
Yeah.
You was already half naked if you kept your VMA outfit on.
No. I was all the way naked. In a green robe for my imaginary man.
Has that happened before?
Did he ever come?
I know that happened to Bobby Brown.
No, I dream about it, though.
Oh, okay.
You just want to be ready.
I'm ready for it.
Okay.
I'm ready. And I was sitting on the couch. And I was just sitting on the couch about to post. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up and people was in my room.
You had the cheeks out at the VMAs, Tiff.
I know it was my first time my cheeks out. Did you see my nipples too?
I ain't see the nipples.
I had nipples out and I had cheeks out.
So I got to read the first question. The first question on the sheet, one of our producers wrote, you was all assed out at the VMAs.
I was ass out. I was ass out.
What inspired that look?
Well, you know, I'm pivoting into music. And what I notice is if you're doing music, you got to have your ass out.
That is true.
If you're going to make it in music, you got to have that ass out. If you ain't got your ass out, you ain't going to make it in music.
That is true.
If you a female in music, ass out.
Damn.
Now your single has random people. Like these people don't connect, but you connect them, right?
I'm the connection.
Little John
and
Favio.
Favio Foreign.
Now how was that connection?
Do you know Bagatz? Bagatz is who brought it all together. He's like helps me put songs together. Mm-hmm. I've been working with him for years. And he was like, if you could do a song with anybody, who would it be? I'm like, Lil Jon. I always wanted to do a song with Lil Jon. Like, ever since the 1900s, I've been wanting to know Lil Jon. Mm-hmm. So he reached out to him, and he was like, what you know about Favio? And I was like, who's that? And then he was like, he put me on. I was like, oh, I love his music. I know who you're talking about. He was like, I think we should get all that together. I was like, let's see if we can get them all together.
Now the first time
I don't think that's random at all, though, because Lil Jon is crunk.
Right.
And to me, all of that drill energy and all of that, it all derives from the crunk energy.
Yeah,
it's called evolution, envy.
But when you met Lil Jon, did you do that? Because everybody has to do that. You didn't do it?
I didn't do that. Oh. I didn't do that. Because I don't like when people be like, she ready, all in my face. Like, so I didn't do that to him. What I did to him was like, yo, I respect you. I enjoy you. You have no idea. I used to be the mascot in high school. I've done so many routines to your music. Matter of fact, let me show you one. And then I just danced right there on Sunset.
What was the routine?
Let's see this. Yeah, we want to see.
You got the energy.
Let's
go. You need the music? What song here you need?
Okay.
Which one is that?
That's
that
could the first one. Remember the first song he did? Was like,
hold on.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I don't give a beer?
No, I don't give a fuck.
Put your hood up. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. Just type in I don't give a fuck, Lil Jon.
Hold on. I don't give a fuck. That could be a... Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Like, hey.
You inspired me. It was a nice hand. There's a reason.
Go Tiff. Go Tiff.
Hey.
Go
hey,
Tiff.
Hey.
Go
hey,
Tiff.
Hey.
Go Tiff. Oh. Go Tiff. Oh. Go Tiff. Oh.
Now that beat
go,
about to drop now.
Go. Oh, Tiff.
That
go,
beat about to drop.
Go Tiff. Go. Go Tiff. Go. Go Tiff. Go. Hey. Oh, go. Oh, go. Go Tiff. Go. Oh, hey, go. Hey. Oh, go Tiff.
There he hit him with the house. That was the 1900s.
Go Tiff. Oh. Hey. Go Tiff. Oh. Go Tiff. Oh. Go Tiff.
Hit it.
You did this whole routine?
Hey. Okay. The song is 4 minutes. We don't got to do the whole routine.
That's my cardio for the day. That's my cardio for the day.
That's right. He couldn't say no to you after that.
He couldn't say no after that.
He got to do the feature after that.
Well, he had already did it.
Oh, okay. He already did it.
He did it before we met in person.
I'm glad you did this because I feel like Lil Jon is a person we don't celebrate enough, man.
Yes.
Like, I really do. I think he is one of the greatest producers
absolutely
ever.
Oh, I got to catch
any
my
genre
breath
of music.
And one of the nicest people, too.
Somebody get Tiff some
water.
I got the water.
Oh, you got water?
Give me some oxygen. Ooh, I smoked too much weed last night.
Now, tell the club closes. It's clearly based off true events.
Yeah,
I absolutely positively. You hang out with me,
right.
I will stay to the end of the party.
Yes, you will.
I like a good party.
Oh, you're that person, that 4 o'clock, you just like, why the lights on?
2 vodkas, good music, I'm dancing all night till people, it's like barely anybody there. When there's barely anybody there, that's the best part.
You've been going home early a lot, though. When we was in France, you went back to the room. We went out.
Uh-oh. I went back to the room. I changed, and then I went to another club.
Oh, you didn't come?
She didn't want to party with y'all. Y'all were too lame for
what?
I went with the locals. I'd be lonely.
Damn, you should have came to the night party. Jason was there. We was a
I know y'all was there at that. And I was with the locals. I'm working on my future.
And what did that look like for Tiffany Haddon?
It might be European. Mm. It might be a European future. Mm. No, the future for me looks very bright. I feel like it's, I've been building. I've been creating things. I've been working on a grocery store, working on my music. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been writing. Another special coming. Mm-hmm. Comedy tour coming. Mm-hmm. I would like some music to go in with that. Mm-hmm. Another book getting ready to come out. Super mm-hmm. excited about that. I'm telling everything. I'm spilling the tea. I'm a teapot.
You've been doing the music, though, and I don't think people realize, like, a lot of times when they watch your specials or the See Ready specials, you put your music on those specials.
Yeah, I put my music on the specials. A lot of the TV shows that I'm in mm-hmm. and movies that I've been in. And that one I did with Billy Crystal, mm-hmm. I sang all through that. I actually can sing. I can't catch my breath, though. Yeah, right
you know what? Next time, do that at the end of the interview.
When it's my life is like, we didn't sleep enough. This is too much.
But you got to get ready. If you're gonna
I might pass gas, and I'm sorry.
If you're going to be on stage performing, you got to get that cardio right, Tim.
I know. I've been talking with a lot of singers and asking them, how do you mm-hmm. do this? Mm-hmm. I met Janet. I asked her, how do you sing and dance and do all
Where did you meet Janet at?
I went to her concert.
Okay.
We're at the Hollywood Bowl mm-hmm. in Los Angeles. LA, uh-huh. mm-hmm. And then she had an after party, and I went to the after party. She told me she loved that I cut my hair. Mm-hmm. She said, oh, my goodness, I love when you cut your hair. It's so beautiful. I've always wanted to do that, but, you know, it's not, like, from my era, it's, like, frowned upon. It's frowned upon to cut your hair. And she's like, I just love that you did that. And I'm like, thank you. Now tell me your magic. Mm-hmm. How do you sing and dance at the same time? She said, you practice. I was like, that's the part I don't like.
Mm. But you practice.
I do practice a lot of things, but singing and dancing, no. It's either dance.
Or sing.
Or tell jokes. I don't even.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a rapper, mm-hmm. but I can sing now.
What made you want to cut your hair? Because usually when women do it, it's for some spiritual reasons.
No spiritual reason here. Okay. I just wanted to see my scalp. And I knew we was on lockdown, and I figured, you know, why not? I'm not going to be on no red carpet no time soon. Mm-hmm. And if I do end up on the carpet somewhere, I can throw a wig on. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to see my scalp. I know every single part of my body. I did not know what my head looked like, though. Mm-hmm. And I see you on the thing every day, Charlamagne, your shiny head. And then I was dating a man with a shiny bald head. And I'm like, I want to see what my bald head looked like.
That seemed like a high conversation. Were you high when you thought about that?
No.
No.
I've been talking about it. I had talked about it for like 5 years before. Mm-hmm. My hair was getting pulled all the time, putting on those wigs, mm-hmm. putting on the weaves, doing hair on set every day. It's getting pulled. I would have headaches. Like, I would love to see what my scalp looked like and just know what it feels like to not feel pain mm-hmm. on a daily basis.
But Tiff, by way of my thoughts. You had all the natural hair growth remedies. You was telling me put Monistat 7 during
COVID.
Yeah,
and it worked.
It did.
It worked.
A couple bald spots cleared up. Because Monistat 7 is something else.
Yeah, Monistat 7 and castor oil.
Castor oil.
Or coconut oil.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It works.
It did work a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Why'd you go home and try it?
The longer you do it, the more it works.
Because he don't like to do the Beijing no more, the Just for Men, because I be teasing him. He don't like to fill it in with that no more.
There's a tea you can drink that'll help your melanin come back into your hair follicles.
What type of tea is this?
I'll send it to you.
Thank you so much.
Because, you know, they don't pay me. I can't tell everything. Now, I get an endorsement deal from that tea company.
Now, how you been doing with the strike that's been going on? Because, I mean, movies and touring and everything that's going on. How has that have affected you?
The strike, look, it's a situation. I've been out there, you know, walking around, marching, if you will, protesting, if you will. Mm-hmm. And things need to be resolved. But for me during this time, okay, that part of it is exercise, kind of. I really wish I could be on those committees and help negotiate. I'm really good at negotiations, I like to think. Mm-hmm. But with this downtime, I've been focusing more on my music. Mm-hmm. I have a little farm right in South Central LA. And now it's officially a farm because I have bees. And I harvest the honey, mm-hmm. and I be selling the honey. So I bees in the trap.
That's smart. Last person I know that did that was Dr. Oz.
Yep.
Dr. Oz had a bee problem in his backyard, so he decided to start harvesting the honey from the bees.
Yeah, okay. And once you start harvesting it, and when you sell it, you become a farmer. And that's the tax write-off.
And the taxes are super duper low.
Yep, super low. And then I've been focusing more on my properties. I went ahead and bought a couple more, and I've been turning these like duplexes and apartment buildings into like transitional living situations for foster youth. So, and I'm really, and I get to spend more time with them, and I'm learning more from them, and I'm teaching them more of what I know. So I have a little more time to be more useful in my community.
I love it.
So I love it.
And so the grocery really store you opening is going, that's clearly going to be farm right to the grocery store.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And I want it to be, you know, black farmers and black vendors. I noticed that all these other communities, they have, you know, there's a Hispanic farm, but a Hispanic grocery store, Jewish mm-hmm. grocery store, mm-hmm. you know, Asian grocery stores, mm-hmm. but I never see black grocery stores. Mm-hmm. So we going to do that. That's what I'm doing.
Are you still happy in this business?
For the most part, yeah. For the most part, yeah. I've been warned of all kind of things that could happen mm-hmm. before I really got in. And, half of those things have happened.
Really?
Half of them have happened. And it's like, you know, the people that you love the most, they're probably going to turn their back on you. You're going to find out who your real friends are. Mm-hmm. You're going to help people, and they're going to stab you right in your face, not even in your back. Mm. And it's sad. That part is sad. But I'm glad, because then I don't have to be with your fake ass for my whole life. Mm-hmm. You know? Because when I love you, I love you. You know that.
Absolutely.
Like, when I love people, I love them. I show up for them. And I don't want to show up for nobody that don't really love me. So, fuck that bitch.
Does it give you trust issues?
Yeah, I got trust issues for sure. I for sure got trust issues. I used to trust people so much, just easily trust. Like, mm-hmm. I take you for face value. But now I don't do that no more. Now I'm like, I hired an investigator to background check anybody new in my life.
Did you really?
Yeah, I hired somebody to background check. Like, if you want to be in my world, there's going to be a background check. I'm going to know your business.
So you must have found some crazy stuff about people.
People done did some shit out here. I had to stop talking to them. They probably think like, oh, Tiffany must have changed her number. I didn't change my number. I blocked you.
Damn.
I blocked your ass.
So how does that work when it comes to like finding love, I guess?
Charlamagne, this is bothering me. Hold on.
What's bothering
me?
What I'm doing?
You
what
got I got? One long ass hair.
Oh, thank you.
Where I came from? Whose hair this is? What kind of coochie you been eating? But
where I came
it's a
from?
Long That's ass a long, gray hair, bro.
Long ass gray hair.
Damn, that might be mine. I'm 45.
No, this is too long, bro. Is these your pubic hair? Is this your pubic hair?
Your pubic hair look like that. It's a problem.
I'm trying to think who I just saw. I ain't seen nobody.
You done hugged somebody that's been hanging from your chin, bro.
Damn.
I couldn't let you go out like that.
Thank you very much.
Now, let's get back to my dating life.
Yes, you about your love life.
So when it comes to, you know, not trusting people, how does that impact your love life?
So now I'm very, even more selective. So I do the background check, and then did you know that you can do STD tests at home? No. Off of Amazon, you can order STD kits. Oh, you guys are married,
now,
so you don't know
I
about
heard,
this.
I heard you had a dog that can sniff STDs, but go ahead, tell about this first.
No, so the dog died.
Oh, damn.
The dog died January of 2022.
You must have sniffed the wrong STD.
Nah, she's 14 years old.
Oh, okay, okay.
She was old. Pit bull. Damn. She was old. You know, all dogs can sniff out like diseases and stuff, right? Like most animals, like dogs have very heightened sense of smell. They can tell when somebody's sick. You heard the stories about the dog that ate off the owner's toes or whatever while he was asleep?
No.
And the owner had diabetes and his toes was like rigor mortis or whatever. Mm-mm. Y'all didn't hear about that? You didn't hear the story? Well, dogs can smell disease. Mm-hmm. Most animals can, and that's like, you know, survival of the fittest. Kind of like sharks. If you're sick and you get in the ocean and if a shark bites you, you probably got something. You probably want to go get checked. Anyways.
What?
I know random shit. I'm still trying to catch my breath.
Let's take a deep one real quick. There you go. There you go.
I need the Wim Hof method.
Now back to STDs.
So STDs. So I've learned that on Amazon you can buy STD testing kits.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'll do a background check on the guy. I'll hang out with him for a while, for a month or two, maybe three, four. Let him take me out nice places and stuff. Once I decide, okay, I want to hook up with this dude, I'll be like, you got to take this test. It takes about 2 weeks. Some of them are instant. And some of them takes about 2 weeks to come back with the results. I'm like, when the results come back, you're going to bust these cheeks. And then that's how that goes. And as soon as he asks me for any money or say he forgot his wallet or he seemed kind of broke, I disappear.
Damn. Did you ever have to break the bad news to somebody? Like, bro, you ain't getting these cheeks. These results ain't come back.
That's crazy.
I haven't had that situation yet.
Damn.
I'm pretty good at picking.
Are you? Would you ever date another man in the industry?
Nah, I'm cool on that. I like small business owners. I'm about the small business owners.
Why don't you like the industry?
Nah, I want small business owners.
She says she likes small penises and small business owners.
She didn't say small penises.
I do like small penises. Yeah, I like a good medium.
Jesus.
Yeah, I like a medium and a small business owner.
Word.
Because small business owner is going to appreciate me a little more than a dude in the industry. I feel like also dudes in the industry, it's like egos and stuff involved. And if you shine a little bit too bright, if this is whatever. You know, I've done talked to a few guys in this business, and I just realized they're better at doing their job of being a celebrity, and I'm better not being with that person.
So what about if it's a small business person with a bigger size penis?
I don't want the big penis. I have endometriosis, so I'm good. I don't want to hurt.
What is that?
I don't
again?
Know. I was hoping
what
you would know.
Google, what is endometriosis?
You didn't spell it.
Endometriosis.
Endometriosis.
I see it. Hold on.
I got it.
So it's something that women suffer
it's
from.
It's a disorder in which tissue similar to the tissue that lines the uterus grows outside the uterus in places where it doesn't belong.
Right, and then it can overgrow on the inside of the uterus, and it causes pain. Mm. So if you're dealing with somebody with a whole lot of meat, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a situation, and it's a little discomfort. Oh, wow. It's uncomfortable. And I suffer from discomfort every month, and I thought it was normal, and I'm just now finding out this year that that's not normal. Your cycle is not supposed to hurt. If it hurts when you're on your cycle, that's a problem.
Yep.
There's a problem there. It's not supposed to hurt at all. Maybe you get a little tired because you're losing blood, but it shouldn't be painful. And if it's painful, you probably have endometriosis.
Now, true, it says there may be heavy bleeding or pain during sex or when having bowel movements.
Nah, I don't be bleeding during sex. I don't do that.
But it means there's more meat down there than in the vagina.
Well, it is meaty.
Well, tell us about your partnership with the Arby's Foundation.
What does Arby's think? He got the meat. What is the Arby's slogan?
We got the meat. You want this Tiffany sandwich? No, with the Arby's Foundation.
You are so bad.
But my partnership with the Arby's Foundation is quite awesome. So I don't know if you know this, but there's a lot of children in America that are having an issue with affording lunch.
Absolutely.
It's hard to afford lunch, and a lot of them are incurring debt. So they'll let the kids eat lunch, but there'll be a debt that occurs, and in order to graduate or get their diploma, they have to pay off that debt, and it's up to like $19 million.
Wow.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So the Arby's Foundation has decided to put up $1 million towards that debt to make sure these kids can graduate and get their degrees or their diplomas. And I got really excited about that because I remember, you know, having a lunch ticket, getting that free lunch.
Absolutely.
And being able to learn better. When I'm hungry, I don't learn so good. But when I'm full, my ability to learn is a lot better.
Right.
So,
what do you learn the most from now? Like, is it like watching videos or listening to like Audible stuff or actually reading? Like, what?
Or life experiences?
You study a lot. So I'm like,
I do study a lot. I would say that I learn a lot. I dig for information. As soon as I think of something, I'm like, oh, what is that? Yeah, let me find it. So I'll either read a book. I might find a YouTube video. I'll read a lot of articles, though. I'll look it up and look up stuff. Actually, look in the encyclopedia online. I miss the encyclopedia. Remember encyclopedias?
Of course, at the house.
Yeah. People from the 1900s know about this. These people from the 2000s, they don't know about this. That's why they weak. So you got to be strong to have knowledge back in the 1900s because them books was heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I'll just be digging in the encyclopedia and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, you were at the VMAs. We seen you there. What was your thought on the VMAs? Tell us about it because I seen parts of it. Charlamagne didn't see any of it. And you were so excited. You
so
looked so hyped.
So much fun. I loved it. It's like all my favorite people performed. I mean, Cardi and Megan killed it. That was just amazing. Lil Wayne opened it. He's my favorite rapper. And he opened the show, and I was just like, I was so happy. Like, Shakira killed it. Mm-hmm. I felt like I had hips that wasn't going to lie. Mm-hmm. Like, everything was just so great. And the way that it was set up, it felt like I was in, like, this super, like, fun spaceship concert. Because, you know, the aliens are coming, so.
Oh, you saw what happened today?
What happened today?
Oh, and I ain't even, let me show you.
Oh, shoot. You know, I just woke up.
This was out in Mexico.
Crazy. Look at this.
There's aliens walking down the street.
No, they just uncovered two aliens.
Mexican
1,000 years old.
Scientists unveiled pair of mummified alien corpses to Mexico Congress.
Oh, my goodness.
1,000 years old.
Yeah, scientists unveiled a pair of mummified alien corpses to Mexico Congress that are 1,000 years old. Scientists in Mexico are pulling back the curtain on what they believe are aliens, and they put two corpses on display. They presented this to the Mexican Congress.
And
they look like E.T. They're just very, very small.
Yeah, because they real, man.
Why wouldn't they be?
That's the Anunnaki.
You believe in aliens?
Yeah, if you believe in angels, you should probably believe in aliens. Mm-hmm. I mean, they probably really are the angels.
With all of these billions of planets and all of these solar systems, you really think we the only life on one of them? Come on, man.
I mean, God is so amazing, okay?
Absolutely.
All these creatures that are on Earth, and still there's so many in the ocean that we haven't even met yet. I can't fathom that he wouldn't or she wouldn't create other beings outside of this planet.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And or there's maybe those other beings created things on their planet and brought it to this planet a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Or maybe those beings were here on this planet, made some really dope ships and was like, we out, but be back in 100,000 years, mm-hmm. you know? Did you see all the stuff they've been uncovering with the Euphrates? The Euphrates is drying up. And all these huge statues, mm-hmm. like these huge heads with scales on it and stuff, is like coming up out mm-hmm. the out of the Euphrates. Mm-hmm. I can't fathom that there's not something bigger and better out there. And maybe it's bigger and uglier or bigger and worse. Or I don't know, but... Sometimes I feel like maybe I'm an alien. Maybe
we are
I am.
To somebody?
No yeah, to
something we are aliens.
Roaches, I'm sure roaches hate us.
Word up.
Roaches probably think we are aliens. We're the enemies.
Word up.
Man, they the enemies.
I don't think how you can look at Earth and see the diversity of life on Earth and not think that all these solar systems and universes and galaxies are the same.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
I'm just waiting for my alien husband to come. It take me away.
You ready for an alien at this point? Is that bad out here?
Yeah, I'm cool. I want an alien husband. I think it'd be dope. We could levitate together, talk to each other with our minds. Yeah.
Did you get your heart broken last relationship you was in?
Shit, last summer.
Damn.
Oh.
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah.
I get it.
He was a big business owner.
Hmm.
Oh, well.
A big business owner?
Big business owner.
What? And what happened? Y'all broke up?
I don't even know if we was really together.
Hmm?
Well, you see, y'all married, so you don't know this life.
I get
but
it.
But the single women out here know what I'm talking about. You think you in a relationship, you're not sure. But it feel like it because you at his house all the time, he at your house. But then you find out that...
You got a whole other family?
Yeah, it's the situation.
Jesus.
Damn. So what stops you from putting people like that on blast?
I don't want my picture next to their picture. What I've learned about this business, watch who you talk about, because your picture will be next to their picture.
Side by side shot.
I don't And everybody be like, but I'm going to give me an alien husband. It's going to be off the chain. Then we probably do a reality show together. My alien husband.
Are you going back on the road tour? Comedy?
Yeah. I start October 1st. I'm back on the road doing comedy. And I'm in Atlantic City. I'm doing a bunch of casinos. So that should be cool. I should meet an alien in there.
What's your favorite way to tell a story now? I asked Cedric the Entertainer that earlier. Is it books? Is it movies? Is it TV? Is it... You know, stand up. What's your favorite way to tell a story?
My favorite way to tell a story is in stand up. And then to watch that turn into something even bigger mm-hmm. is great. You know, I got a Grammy for telling stories.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I got nominated for a Grammy for reading out loud. My drama teacher was so proud. I had to let her know, girl, I'm glad you sat down with me because nominated for a Grammy. So, but yeah, on stage live in a room full of people. And getting that immediate gratification, mm-hmm. hearing the people, it's the best.
Is it unnecessary pressure, though, because your star has risen so much? So are you able to go out there and just work out the way you would want to?
I always do. Yeah. And sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. And I don't care what they say, as long as it feels good to me.
Right.
Yeah, as long as it feels good to me.
I was going to ask you, Tiff, what do you enjoy? Because it seems like you are somebody that is online. You always like to... look up things that you enjoy, whether it's aliens, whether it's the earth, whether it's what's in the sea? What do you watch? What makes you happy? What's your relaxing thing?
I like Reservation Dogs.
What the hell is that?
You haven't been watching Reservation Dogs?
Oh, no, that's a TV show.
I'm not supposed to talk about stuff like that.
Oh, damn.
Oh, Reservation Dogs.
We'll edit it.
Yeah, take that up. Shows. I like to watch certain shows that are about like different groups in America, different social groups.
You know
in America.
What? You funny. You said my wife was watching that the other day. They had a show on. It was funny. I was walking in India, and they were talking about how people live so long and how their posture is. And they were saying in India and even some Asian communities, since they sit on the floor, it's not as cushy, so they sit more upright, and for some whatever reason, it makes them live a longer life. Yeah, my wife was watching that the other day. Interesting shit. I did see that. Yep.
Yeah, and the way they use the restroom. You know, in Asia, there's a hole in the ground, or mm-hmm. their toilet has like a porcelain hole in the ground, and they squat, and that squatting makes your posture.
Yeah, it keeps your posture when you're older. Yeah.
You eliminate more when you squat. So I've been shitting in the garden. No, I'm just laying. I ain't been doing that.
But they got the squatty potty.
Yeah, the squatty potty. I love the squatty potty. I even put like two dictionaries on top of my squatty potty so I can get a little higher lift so I can mm-hmm. really clear it out. That's I've been losing the weight.
Man, I felt that when I got a colonic. And after you do the colonic, she make you go sit on the squatty potty. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And it, when everything's out of you.
Oh, man.
It feels so good.
You do colonics?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I do my own sometimes.
What?
Yeah.
Hmm? Mm-hmm. How you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, did you really get paid for your first movie by selling DVDs? Did the producer take
Yeah, he really just handed me some DVDs and said, good luck, sell those. Like,
That's wild.
And I see the movie on TV all the time and it pisses me off. Because I gets nothing. And wow. I became homeless during that time.
Wow.
Like, while I was shooting that movie, I became homeless. I didn't have nowhere to stay. I was sleeping in my car on the set. I was always on time to work. Never was late because I was sleeping in the parking lot waiting for everyone to get to set.
Damn.
Like, that was the worst.
But you know, some people, when they heard you say that, they thought you were talking about Girls Trip.
Hilarious.
They didn't know.
No. But I've been in this business since 1996.
Exactly.
And that was in 2003 when that happened.
Wow.
Yeah, my first movie where I was the star of the movie, it was in 2003.
I bet you'll never work with that producer again.
Never. Hey, you know what's crazy? I saw that director sitting on a bus stop. And he looked a damn mess. And I said, oh, they didn't pay you either, huh? He was like, oh, Tiffany! And I was like, do you need a ride? He was like, yeah. And then he came up to the car and I could smell him. I said, oh, I got to go the other way. I'm sorry.
Damn.
He smelled really bad.
Damn.
Jesus.
It's one of those smells that you know it's going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want that to stick.
Are you putting out a whole album?
Yeah. Well, we can drop a couple of singles
mm-hmm.
and then put out a whole album. So I would like for the whole album to come out on my birthday. Which is December the 3rd.
Okay,
you know, I always like to drop something around my birthday.
Absolutely.
It's my gift to the world.
Are you you're not signing nobody, though, right?
She Ready Music.
Yeah,
I have my own label.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I figured I'd put my money into that.
There you go. You want to get into it now?
Why
get
not?
Into what?
Your record.
Oh, yeah. Come on, DJ.
We're going to play the record.
You want to introduce it? Introduce it.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming straight at you, Tiffany Haddish's new song, Till the Club Close, featuring... Fabio Foreign and Lil Jon and Baguettes, make some noise, because we going to party to the club close.
She ready.
She ready music.
Hey, Tiffany, we appreciate you joining us.
I appreciate y'all, too.
Much.
This is like a dream.
You've been here a million times.
I feel like I'm in a dream right now.
Oh, because you still sleep. She's still asleep, that's why.
Now, Tiffany Addis did say she's looking for people on the wall. She said she's going to put a mole on their face.
Yeah. We got this wall coming.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm about to put a mole on Angela Yee.
They say it's you?
Yes, that's going to be me.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.